But here's the trade-off and the part that often gets left out.
Countries like Denmark that don't routinely vaccinate against rotavirus have much higher hospitalization rates for diarrhea for kids under 5 compared to countries that do vaccinate.
Welcome to the Rolling Forward podcast.
I'm Dr. Stephanie Rowland.
I'm Dr. Alicia Rowland.
You went first this week.
I did. And you're trying to get back on schedule. I see what you're doing.
I'm a psychiatrist.
And I'm a pediatrician.
We both do research. We see patients. We care for a toddler that is running around. And we podcast as a way of trying to demystify some of the health news and noise that's going on. And this week, what are we doing?
We're talking about our favorite subject of all time. Probably our most talked about subject, vaccines.
I was going to say Denmark. I'm like, have we talked about Denmark that much?
I loved Copenhagen. Loved Copenhagen.
This is not a travel show. This is a health show.
Drink Aperol Spritz on the waterfront for a week.
But again, not a travel show, a health show. And if you've been following the health news at all this week, you've probably seen this headline that the United States childhood vaccine schedule might be heading for some major changes inspired by Denmark. Not inspired by the lovely bike riding and Aperol spritzes along the canals in the summer, but inspired by their very different healthcare system.
According to multiple reports, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Secretary of Health and Human Services, has suggested that the U.S. should consider moving towards a vaccine schedule more like Denmark, which recommends fewer childhood vaccines than the U.S.
And this has generated a lot of reactions from a lot of different people. So today in this episode, we're going to slow way down and focus on the science of first, what's actually being discussed. Second, what Denmark really does. And third, why vaccine schedules look different in different countries. So let's get this started and then get back to our holiday jams. Forward, Dr. Sister
Science Facts. So let's start with what's being discussed.
That's right.
Right now, there are no finalized new U.S. vaccine schedules, and there are no official list of vaccines being dropped.
Like with other changes from the HHS administration, there are rumors and noise about changes that come first. There's a rumor that a memo is coming. There's suggestion that something's going to happen. There's a pause, and then a change may or may not come.
Right now, there have been no official policy changes to adopt a new vaccine schedule like the Denmark vaccine schedule.
But what is being discussed, according to reporting, is moving away from broad universal recommendations for some vaccines, like what we have in the United States, where we say, hey, everyone should get a flu shot, towards a vaccine schedule that has fewer routine vaccinations and more individualized decision-making, like what's done in Denmark.
Denmark just keeps coming up as an example. So let's talk carefully about what this comparison actually means.
Denmark.
So what does individualized decision-making actually mean?
So in Denmark, individualized decision-making, it doesn't mean parents are left to figure things out on their own. That's not what it is. What it means is that for vaccines that aren't universally recommended, pediatricians assess a child's risk based on their health conditions, their exposure, any travel that they have planned, and they recommend vaccination when the benefit is higher. And this approach works because Denmark has universal access to healthcare, centralized records, and very high follow-up, so fewer kids fall through the cracks. So it is true. Denmark does recommend fewer routine childhood vaccines than the United States.
Their national schedule focuses on protection of about 10 different diseases, compared with roughly 16 to 18 in the current U.S. schedule.
And for example, Denmark does not routinely vaccinate all children against chickenpox, the flu, or rotavirus. And that last one, the rotavirus vaccine, is routinely recommended in the United States. So let's really zoom in on that as a case study to understand how decisions are made in Denmark and how that differs from the United States.
Rotavirus is a virus that causes severe vomiting and diarrhea in young children. In many parts of the world, it can be deadly because of dehydration.
And Danish health authorities decided not to include the rotavirus vaccine in their routine schedule largely because, in Denmark, rotavirus rarely causes death. Children in Denmark are getting sick from rotavirus, but they generally have rapid access to medical care, including IV fluids, so severe cases are treated quickly and are rarely fatal.
The decision wasn't rotavirus isn't serious. It was a system-level judgment that mortality risk was low, given Denmark's healthcare infrastructure. But here's the trade-off and the part that often gets left out.
Countries like Denmark that don't routinely vaccinate against rotavirus have much higher hospitalization rates for diarrhea for kids under 5 compared to countries that do vaccinate. And those hospitalizations mean there are much higher emergency department visits for diarrhea, higher rates of inpatient admissions, more IV fluids being given, and parents missing work to care for sick kids, plus the overall trauma of having your kid be hospitalized.
What if an outbreak happens? What if whooping cough or measles creeps in?
So in Denmark, if an outbreak occurs, health authorities can quickly issue targeted recommendations or temporary vaccination campaigns for an affected group or regions. Because vaccination records are centralized and access to care is universal, it's really easy for Denmark to identify who's at risk and respond rapidly. That outbreak response capacity is a key reason Denmark can rely on more individualized or targeted vaccinations outside of the routine schedule. In the United States, we just don't have centralized vaccination records or the ability to respond in that way nationally.
As a practicing pediatrician in Washington, D.C., I really struggle to see vaccine records from Maryland and Virginia, which are 5 miles north, 5 miles south. It's really hard for me to see how my patients are being vaccinated. It's a totally different ballgame.
I was going to say, we can see our hospitals. We work at hospitals that are less than a mile apart. We can see one hospital from the other. And I don't know what happens at your hospital. And you don't know what happens at my hospital.
We don't share records.
And so it's hard to, I mean, it sounds like a dream to have centralized records where people know what's going on. But that just isn't the case here. And that's combined with a country that has a very high vaccination rate with over 90% coverage for all vaccines that are recommended there.
It just feels like a really different landscape where it is not unusual for people to travel large distances in the United States, where one person has measles, has whooping cough in Tennessee, they fly to Seattle, they fly to LA, they Christmas in Florida. And all of a sudden, you're mobilizing public health resources in a really different way than in a much smaller country like Denmark.
We don't have the opportunity to do the same coordinated response in America because it's so big and people travel so far and our healthcare system is divided among so many payers and players.
We also have more than twice the amount of international travelers, international visitors than Denmark. And our travelers and visitors come from other countries
where other diseases are. And so that's really why it's hard to replicate the individualized decision-making that Denmark does when there are cases compared to the routine vaccines that are recommended here in America. And that's really the key takeaway. Denmark's approach isn't, hey, fewer vaccines because vaccines aren't needed. They are offering fewer routine vaccinations paired with the willingness to absorb more illness and more hospitalizations because their healthcare system can manage them.
And that's why you see different countries have really different vaccine schedules.
Vaccine schedules are built around epidemiology and systems, not ideology.
They consider how common a disease is in their country, how severe it is in children, when children are the most vulnerable, how effective a vaccine is, and what level of coverage is needed to prevent outbreaks.
And some countries, including Denmark, account for cost. In Denmark, health authorities formally consider the cost of the vaccine program, such as the cost of purchasing the vaccine, delivering the vaccine everywhere it's needed, administration of the vaccine to everyone who needs it, as well as the healthcare costs that are avoided by lower hospitalization rates, doctor visits, and complications, as well as a broader societal cost like parents missing work, although those are weighted differently than direct healthcare costs.
If a vaccine is considered effective, but not considered cost effective in Denmark's context, it might be excluded, even if other countries are recommending it. Like in the case of rotavirus. More recent economic analyses suggest that when you factor in hospitalizations, along with parental work absenteeism and health system strains, routine rotavirus vaccinations may actually be cost-effective, even in countries with really strong universal healthcare systems. And that's why this decision continues to be revisited in Denmark and similar countries. It's not settled forever.
So it is an ongoing debate about whether that trade-off still makes sense. So this is really not a one-size-fits-all solution because healthcare costs in Denmark are really different than healthcare costs in the United States. So you can't just transfer their recommendations over here.
The U.S. recommends more vaccines in part because we have a larger, more mobile population, we have more uneven access to care, and we have larger pockets of under-immunized children.
Compared to Denmark, where everyone has health insurance from the government and costs are covered for everyone, they don't have uninsurance in Denmark. So you really can't copy Denmark's schedule without also copying Denmark's health system. And that's the point that experts are making right now.
And so what people are concerned about is when vaccines are moved from universally recommended to optional, uptake usually drops, even for all of our safe and effective vaccines.
And that matters because we're already seeing outbreaks of preventable diseases in the United States, including measles, anytime coverage falls below protective thresholds.
So what this means for parents, here are some science-based principles that you can hold on to.
Fewer vaccines does not automatically mean safer. There are risks that come when vaccines aren't included, like the higher rates of hospitalizations that are seen for rotavirus in Denmark compared to the United States.
The disease risk, the health system capacity, and community transmission all matter. Here in the U.S., we don't have a universal healthcare system. We don't have easy access to primary care. We don't have the resources that Denmark has for public health response.
And a schedule that works in one country may not translate cleanly to another. We don't have Denmark's healthcare system, and so we cannot expect the same outcomes if we implement a program that they have.
If change does happen, the most important thing that you can do as a parent is talk with your pediatrician. Talk about the disease risk where you live, your child's health needs, and the evidence behind each vaccine. Spoiler, the evidence is strong behind every single vaccine.
So there are no official changes yet as of recording this podcast, but this conversation about vaccine schedules, it's been happening for a year and it's ongoing and the details matter. So that when someone talks about Denmark in this debate that's happening in America, it's important to really focus on what those details are. So we will keep following this as it develops. Please send us your questions, your concerns to rolinforwardshow@gmail.com. That's rolinforwardshow@gmail.com.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Share it with a friend, share it with a family member, share it with a doctor you know.
We're on all the socials. Send us a tweet. Send us a blue sky. Like what is a blue sky tweet?
Send a blue sky. I don't know.
Send an airplane? Send the airplane. And that's our show for today.
Thanks for tuning in and happy holidays. Rolling forward, Dr. Sister Science Facts. I had to stop the holiday music for us to record this.
I don't even like holiday music and yet somehow I'm still disappointed. I was jamming.
We grew up in the same household where it was in the background for all of December. So I've officially become my mom because I'm the one who puts it on now. And you complained when I put it on. And now you're complaining that I turned it off. I just want to point that out.